Mary, you have the floor.
There's three things happening at Evergreen State College. We have 71 Native American students for the first quarter and 25 on the waiting list. I think one of the biggest problems that we have as Indian people is that for some reason we've never been able to get people past the bump, the first BA degree. And when we have, they have become so estranged because of the white influence of education that they have not been terribly useful to us. It is possible now for Indian people to have the practical experience of working on a job, like for instance, any one of your jobs, to have it translated into educational equivalences, so that, say, if you have, there's one fellow had about a year's work, plus his education, plus his experience, and he got a degree in 1 year. Now, you know, there'd be a change of face out here once we have people who can bump, can challenge some of those mean teachers. We haven't got anybody that can challenge them now. For instance, there can be a possibility if Cousin Joe would come to Evergreen or work here and go to Evergreen to have all his experience translated, so he probably won't even have to go to the school. And yet we'll have the qualifications that will allow him to get into the system at a position where his status will not be questioned and the authority of his responsibility to the children will be a value to them. Now this can be, there are many people in Joe's situation that can be helpful to the children, but for some reason, I'm hoping in the future that a degree is not going to be necessary, but right now it is necessary. I think we have the easiest way to get it in what people have been calling relevant to your community. And the least possible influence of outside interference of theory and practices that will not work. We have a lot of counselors who get their credits as counselors, and then they can't be helped to the students because none of their theories work. And we have a lot of Indians then who are not trained, but actually through this kind of a committee and this kind of action, those responsibilities can be spelled out for in the most meaningful way to the people who will be using the service. So for the first time that I know of, in higher education, Indian people have the best chance to be Indian people, valued in relation to their abilities rather than in the relation to how many of the white man's theories we can incorporate into our thinking. Secondly, we're going to be trying for legislation probably either this year or next year. I think it's a little bit late for this year. But we're going to need understanding and documentation from communities like this of the need for higher education that is relevant to Indian people. So I ask you, I even beg you, come and see the program and see what it is doing, see what can be done through higher education to alleviate some of the problems that we've had for so many years. Again, as an Indian, I can tell you that my education, even as irrelevant as it is to the community, has been helpful to Indian people. And I believe that it will be much more so when people from the community are committed to being a part of the solution to their own problems through education. I think it'll be much more meaningful, and it certainly will be much more constructive, because of course people, you have to remember that people learn by example, not by theory.